أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن يعمل من الصالحات وهو مؤمن فلا كفران لسعيه وإنا له كاتبون. وحرام على قرية أهلكناها أنهم لا يرجعون. حتى إذا فتحت يأجوج ومأجوج وهم من كل حدب ينسلون. واقترب الوعد الحق فإذا هي شاخصة أبصار الذين كفروا يا ويلنا قد كنا في غفلة من هذا بل كنا ظالمين. إنكم وما تعبدون من دون الله حصب جهنم أنتم لها واردون. لو كان هؤلاء آلهة ما وردوها وكل فيها خالدون. لهم فيها زفير وهم فيها لا يسمعون. إن الذين سبقت لهم من الحسنى أولئك عنها مبعدون. لا يسمعون حسيسها وهم فيما اشتهت أنفسهم خالدون. لا يحزنهم الفزع الأكبر وتتلقاهم الملائكة هذا يومكم الذي كنتم توعدون. صدق الله العظيم.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم.
میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم. ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت مغتنم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم. کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم. جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم، میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم، رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض اتم، رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض اتم، جن کے صدقے میں مسلم و مؤمن ہے ہم، میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم، آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا، آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا، امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم، میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم، ہے صلاتین عالم بإحرام میں، ہے صلاتین عالم بإحرام میں، بن کے حاضر ہوئے ہے گدائے حرم، میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم، میری مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا، میری مالک میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا، میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا، ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دید حرم، میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم، میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم، یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ.
السلام ورحمۃ اللہ.
الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاۃ والسلام علی سیدنا المصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام, respected brothers, and particularly our students who have come from the Darul Ulooms. As I indicated and mentioned earlier on, that it is the barakat of these Darul Ulooms students that we are having these programs. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must make it beneficial for me, for them, and with their barakat for everyone else.
Amen.
Last night, Qari Sahib recited the poetry of Hazrat Maulana Hakim Mohd Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, which really touched the hearts of the listeners. And I was giving an explanation of that poetry, and we were unable to complete, so we will continue with the explanation of that poetry. Remember, our deen, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us a very beautiful deen. It's not that if you have to follow the deen of Islam and follow the Sharia and follow the lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then the life will become boring. I keep on repeating this, because this is the major concern and worry of our young brothers and sisters, that what will happen if we just have to adopt this lifestyle? Then where will our music go? Where will our videos go? And where will our cinemas go and theaters go? And then what about all this enjoyment and fun and pleasure that we have been having? What about that ecstasy that we were getting when we were taking ecstasy? So they think, what is going to happen? Our life will become boring. There will be nothing. It will be emptiness. But ask all those people who have given up sins and have adopted the lifestyle of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who have changed the direction. They were going in the direction of Jahannam, now they are going in the direction of Jannat. Ask them if they are not already experiencing the gardens in their hearts. So many of them are already experiencing, and yet we haven't even reached there. But we are already getting the fragrance of that. So Allah Ta'ala does not make the life of a believer boring. There is no such thing as boredom in the life of a true believer. He just cannot miss out on anything, because Allah Ta'ala is the creator of pleasures and happiness. And the person who makes Allah Ta'ala happy, then Allah Ta'ala gives him the capsule of pleasure in his heart. How we take one capsule and it has an effect throughout the body. We say this is a multivitamin capsule. So the person takes that and it affects the whole body. So just like that, Allah Ta'ala gives that person multi-happiness capsule. All the happiness that people are having in everything else, Allah Ta'ala gives him that capsule in his heart. But we have to make a little effort to get that capsule. These capsules are not very cheap. These days the multivitamin capsules are gone 60 rand, 100 rands a bottle for 30 days stock. So when you want multi-happiness capsule, it's not going to come very cheaply and easily. But at the same time, Allah Ta'ala, because He is the Allah of all, of the rich, of the poor, of the black, of the white, of the person living in a hut and living in a palace, so Allah Ta'ala does not make that capsule such that you have to spend a lot of money for it. Nothing. Look at all the ibadat. How much of money do we have to spend for that? To get Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shedding tears of nadamat and shame before Allah, pleading, begging, making a little bit of zikr, tilawat, ibadat, fulfilling the rights of people, treating the wife, the children, the family members with respect and dignity and love and affection and compassion. What expenditure is there? Look at Allah Ta'ala. And yet Allah Ta'ala, if you have to spend the whole world and everything that it contains, and if you get Allah, it is cheap. Somebody asked one, Allah Wala, that what is the qeemat? What is the qeemat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? He says, if you give the dono jahan and you get Allah, it is still cheap. If you give both the worlds, make fida of both the worlds, it is still cheap if you get Allah Ta'ala. Now how can you make fida of the akhirat? You make fida of this world. Doesn't mean that now you don't make use of any ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Fida of this world doesn't mean that now the person won't eat, drink, sleep, nothing. Fida of this world is that all those things that are displeasing to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, you make fida of that. That you make sacrifice of that. And also that if the time comes to give your life for the cause of deen and Allah, then you give your life. So that is what you have made fida. And then the akhirat, how do you make fida of the akhirat? So the dua that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us is that Allahumma inni as'aluka ridaaka wal jannah. O Allah Ta'ala, I want first your rida and then jannat. So Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Mohd Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhu my Shaykh, he says that here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, first rida and then jannah, showing very clearly that the enjoyment of the rida of Allah Ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, is something else. And that is muqaddam, priority status it has. And then jannat. So the person has made sacrifice of the jannat first for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I say, oh Allah, first I want your pleasure. If Allah Ta'ala is happy and pleased, then jannat will automatically come. And in the same way the person says, وَعُوذُ بِكَ بِسَخَطِكَ وَالنَّارِ, that, oh Allah, I seek protection in you from your ghazab, from your anger, from your displeasure, and then Jahannam. Which means that if Allah Ta'ala is displeased, then that is worse for an ashik of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is worse than the azab of Jahannam.
Allah.
And yet in the azab of Jahannam there's snakes and scorpions and fire and burning and pain and agony, but yet the displeasure of Allah is worse than that. If a person, Allah is displeased with him, then that is worse. Because he's an ashik of Allah. An ashik can't take the displeasure of his beloved if he's a true ashik. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if we are going to please him, then barbade muhabbat kunna barbade karenge, mere dile nashad ko woshad karenge. The person who is making barbad of his evil khaheshat all the time, how will Allah ta'ala displease him? How will Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forsake him? How will Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ignore his pleasures? But the difference is this, that these pleasures we can't see with our eyes. Most of the Ahlullah, the Walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they go through very difficult and trying periods of time in their lives. So that the person from the outside, he is only seeing them in pain, in problem, in some kind of restlessness outwardly. So it is actually what Allah ta'ala gives it to them in their hearts. He hides it and gives it inside. So that the people do not just make ibadat for that. They must make it for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. So this is one fear which we have to get out of our hearts and minds. That once you follow Sharia and try to please Allah ta'ala, then the life will become very difficult and boring. It will never. It will become very pleasant. There will be enjoyment after that. Because every ni'mat he will be seeing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In every ni'mat he will be seeing the glory of Allah ta'ala, the qudrat of Allah ta'ala, the ihsan of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He will be seeing the hand of Allah ta'ala behind every ni'mat. In his body he will be seeing the hand of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that means the qudrat of Allah ta'ala. His eyes, his ears, his tongue, his heart, liver, lungs, in everything he will see Allah ta'ala's qudrat. And he will see the hand of Allah working. Of course Allah doesn't have a physical hand, it means his qudrat and his power. Then outside also you'll be seeing the qudrat of Allah ta'ala. Everywhere there will be enjoyment after that. So yesterday we discussed the first 2-3 stanzas, just for those who were not here, just the gist of it. Sajda mein sar ho chashma bhi yun ashkabar ho, sajde mein sar ho chashma bhi yun ashkabar ho, rahmat ka teri sar pe mere aabashar ho. This is a dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that oh Allah, what I seek from you is that my head, my forehead must be in sajda, and my eyes, the tears must be flowing. Those who have got, have had this experience, they know what enjoyment there is in that. I always say crying for worldly things, it is not haram and prohibited. If a person has lost his wealth or lost property, or somebody is sick or somebody died or the car got hijacked or something of that nature, and if the person sheds tears, it's not haram. It's permissible upon the loss of some ni'mat if the person sheds tears, as long as he doesn't complain of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But those tears generally bring depression. If a person has to keep on crying over the loss of his wife or his child or his parents or some material thing, if he has to just keep on crying, then that crying will bring depression. But the tears that flow before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in sajda, those tears bring happiness. Those tears, they take away the depression of a person, because the person now begins to experience Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala being with him. And this ma'iyat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this closeness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is such a thing that it takes away his depression and his worries. So this shedding of tears in the sajda is not going to create depression. So he says, oh Allah, my head, my forehead must be in sajda. Tears must be flowing from my eyes, rolling down my cheeks. Tears of nadamat, tears of shame, that I haven't been able to do justice. You have been so kind, you have been so caring and so compassionate, and you have showered so much of your bounties upon me, and I have disregarded those ni'mats. I have been disobedient to you. I have used those same ni'mats for your displeasure, So now the person is shedding tears of remorse, of regret. So he says, that must be my condition. Rahmat ka teri sar pe mere aabshar ho. And when I am in that state, that my river is flowing from my eyes of tears, then at that time your waterfall of rahmat must be falling upon me.
Subhanallah.
Volume of water that comes down from the top, like that rahmat rain must be coming, falling, waterfall of it. Ah, at that moment, what experience the person has, how can it be described in words? Just imagine that person is in sajda, his eyes are tearing, and the waterfall of Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is on his head. Allah Ta'ala must give us all that kafiyat. And it's not difficult. What is difficult in that? Put the head in forehead in sajda and cry before Allah Ta'ala. These two tears are most beloved, two drops that are most beloved to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is that teardrop that comes out when the person is making istighfar, when he's making tawbah, and the drop of blood in Allah Ta'ala's path. These are most beloved to Allah Ta'ala. And also Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that there are two things of protection and aman for the ummat. There were two things of protection and aman for the ummat. One has been raised up and taken away, and the other is still there. One was Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that whilst he was there on the surface of this earth, then at that time Allah Ta'ala did not send an azab which destroyed the whole ummah, which destroyed the whole ummah, that kind of azab didn't come. And the other one is istighfar. He says, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been raised, he has been taken away from this. We believe in Hayatun Nabi, but from the surface of this earth, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was also taken and buried. And then he proves it with the ayat of the Quran Sharif. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. That whilst you are amongst them, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will not send that kind of azab. Although they were saying, bring that azab down, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not send that kind of azab whilst Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was amongst them. And the other one is istighfar. He said, now this will remain. So if you want to remain protected, then he say, increase the istighfar. إِذَا كَانَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ يَنْفَعُ الْكُفَّارِ فَكَيْفَ لَا يُفِيدُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْأَبْرَارِ. So this, if it was benefiting the kuffar, that if they made istighfar in their own way, then to azab did not come, then what about the believers? Why will it not benefit them? So he says this, sajde mein sar ho, chashm bhi yun ashkabar ho, my forehead be in sajda, my eyes also be tearing in such a way, rahmat ka teri sar pe mere aabshar ho, O Allah, over my head be the waterfall of your rahmat.
Amen.
Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rahmat, when it comes down, then it brings sukoon in the person's heart. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rahmat comes with istighfar. So the person, what is he doing in his sajda? Hazrat Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi states that one whole night he just put his head in sajda, and in the Haram Sharif he says the whole night. What did he say? اے خدا ای بندرا رسوا مکن اے خدا ای بندرا رسوا مکن گربدم من سر من پیدا مکن گربدم من سر من پیدا مکن. A whole night he spent it in sajda. اسے اے اللہ ای بندہ را رسوا مکن, اے خدا ای بندہ را رسوا مکن, او مائی اللہ don't bring about any embarrassment, shame, humiliation and disgrace upon this servant of yours. I know that I am a sinful servant of yours. Now Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, wali of such a caliber that great ulama, they went and became bayat upon his hands. Hazrat Mujaddid Millat Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Gangovi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali, and great mashayikh. They said that we knew the names of the mitais, but we had not tasted those mitais. We tasted it in the company of Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali. Like a person, how he knows the names of mitais. This is jalebi, this is barfi, this is this and this is that. So he said, like that, we knew what was zuhud, what was taqwa, what was qanaat, what was istighna, what was sabar, what was shukar, but we hadn't tasted it. The taste of that we got when we went and became bayat upon the hands of Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali. So now whole night he is saying, Eh khuda e bandara ruswa makun, garbadam man sirre man paida makun. Oh Allah, this servant of yours, don't bring any kind of embarrassment upon him. Garbadam man sirre man paida makun. Oh Allah, although I am sinful, but don't expose my sins before the people in this world, in the akhirat. Now people who were pak, who were pure, who were clean, now they are saying this, and whole night he is crying. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the whole night, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Now which sin did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam commit? What fear was there that Allah Ta'ala will tell him, you separate from all these sinners, na'uzu billah? Was there any fear on him? Then what is it? They leave behind lessons for us. On the day of Qiyamah, the believers, the good people, those who did amal salihah, the righteous ones, they will be told, or the mujrimeen will be told, that you separate today from them. In the world you enjoyed all the ni'mats with them, but here it is not for you. وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمْ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. So he says, my head must be in sajda, tears must be flowing from my eyes, and the waterfall of rahmat must be coming down on my head. This is what he is seeking from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us also this kafiyat. As Hazrat has mentioned in another share which you have heard many times, jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulsitan mein. جس سے ہیں آپ خوش اس جہاں میں, وہ شب و روز ہے گلستاں میں. دیکھ کر میرے اشک ندامت, ابر رحمت کی بارش ہے جام میں. دیکھ کر میرے اشک ندامت, ابر رحمت کی بارش ہے جام. With whomsoever, oh Allah, you are pleased. He is day and night in gardens. Day and night he's got gardens. مانا کہ میر گلشن جنت تو دور ہے, عارف ہے مگر دل میں خالق جنت لیے ہوئے. So جس سے ہیں آپ خوش اس جہاں میں, وہ شب و روز ہے گلستاں میں. دیکھ کر میرے اشک ندامت. Again the same thing. Looking at my tears of repentance, abre rahmat ki barish hai jame. The rains of rahmat are falling on me. So if we cannot do very much, at least that much we can do. And as that person who was sitting by the dog and he said, tears are free. So tears are free. We don't even have to spend money. Now some people sometimes write and they ask, they say, Maulana, we try to cry in our dua and we can't cry. We can't seem to shed tears. because of our sins, our hearts have become so hard that we can't shed tears. What do we do? So we must understand that tears are a bonus. It's not that every person will be able to shed tears. The person should not be disappointed if all his life also he can't shed a tear. Because the true tearing is the tearing of the heart. The real tears are the tears of the heart. When the person is expressing remorse, regret, shame, nadamat, ki I will have to show my face to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in front of all the ummati is there. And also the ummats of the past. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam must not be embarrassed because of my sins. The person is shedding tears inside his heart. He is feeling a regret, a nadamat, that on the day of Qiyamah people will rise as they died. As you die, you will rise. Now what about those people who died watching the filthy movie, or they died in the cinemas, they died in the discos, they died in prostitution, or they died with a bottle of wine in their hand, or they died committing adultery or fornication? Now imagine rising in that state and the billions of ummatis are watching. What kind of embarrassment my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will feel? If we're not concerned about ourselves, at least let us show some concern that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who did so much for us, who sacrificed so much for us, so much of his blood was shed for us, he must not look at us on the day of Qiyamah and say, oh my ummati, is this the reward that you have given me for the pains and for the trials and for the persecution and the torture that I underwent, and this is what you gave me in return? What are we going to say then? سجدے میں سر ہو چشم بھی یوں اشک بار ہو رحمت کا تیری سر پہ میرے آبشار ہو. Oh Allah, my forehead must be in sajda. Tears of shame, tears of nadamat, tears of regret over my sins must be flowing from my eyes, and the waterfall of your rahmat must be falling over my head. جیسی کرنی ویسی بھرنی ہے ضرور, جیسی کرنی ویسی بھرنی ہے ضرور, ایک دن قبر میں میت اترنی ہے ضرور. جیسی کرنی ویسی بھرنی ہے ضرور, ایک دن قبر میں میت اترنی ہے ضرور. As we do, we will be rewarded. ایک دن تم پہ خاک ڈالی جائے گی. So before the خاک is put over our covers, we have to make توبہ and استغفار. And that is the purpose of this majlis. Whether we are students of deen, we are students of darul ulooms, students of madrasas, or murids of mashayikh, people of khanqahs, or people of tabligh and dawat, or just people who are doing business and leading an ordinary life, whoever it may be, istighfar and tawbah is for everyone. In fact, we have to make more istighfar and tawbah because of our knowledge. The knowledge that we have must not become hujjat against us. The knowledge that we have must be a dalil, wa burhan and hujjat for us, in our favor. It must be evidence. The Quran Sharif must make shafa'at for us. The Hadith Sharif must make shafa'at for us. It must not be that they give evidence against us, that the Quran Sharif says that this person made me a plaything. He recited the Quran Sharif, but he did not make amal on it. غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بخار ہو. غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نار ہو. The nar of shahwat, the fire of shahwat and passions, whether the person is a student, whether the person is an alim or is a mufti or is a qari or is a business person, is a scientist, is a doctor, lawyer, teacher, it can become ghalib on any person. If the person is not careful, then this fire of passion can overpower the person. And at that time, the person's aqal also becomes ghaib. 2/3 of his aqal disappears at that time. He doesn't even think where he is, what he is doing, and that his Allah is watching him. At that time, the person forgets everything when that fire of passion overpowers. That is why one of the tafsirs of Qalb-e Saleem, who are the people that have got Qalb-e Saleem, one of the tafsirs of that, الَّذِي يَكُونُ قَلْبُهُ خَالِيًا عَنْ غَلَبَةِ الشَّهَوَاتِ, that that person's qalb is khali from the ghalba of shahwat. Doesn't say there will be no shahwat there. If there was no shahwat there, then how would people procreate? There will be procreation. Why should a person then marry if there's no shahwat? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created shahwat, but it must not become ghalib, it must be maghloob. The person must discipline himself. He must know where he is going, what is he heading for. Again, that same example of those toffees, that he must ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his Rabbah, that are these toffees acceptable for me or not, whether they are black or they are white, and irrespective of what kind of packaging they come in, but the person must stay away if it is haram. So the shahwat must not become ghalib on the person. So that's what he says, that ghalib na nafs par kabhi shahwat ki na raho. And it's a fire. So what will cool that fire? What will cool that fire? Allah Ta'ala has given hukam, uzkurullah, make zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When the person will think of Allah Ta'ala, zikr doesn't mean just reading subhanallah, alhamdulillah. But now when he start making zikr of the tasbih, whatever tasbih, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, or any tasbih, uzkurullah can cover anything. Or just remembering Allah Ta'ala. So immediately with that, Allah Ta'ala's Zat, that He is all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing will come. So that will cool that passion. Uzkurullah. The noor of that zikr is the only thing that will extinguish that fire of passion. Nothing else. Committing more sins will never bring satisfaction. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that if that this passion is such a thing, that if a person is told that now you have seen every pretty woman of the world and you have blackened your face, but there's still one more, he'll say, wo bhi dikhla do. Wo ek bhi dikhla do. There's no fitna greater than that. Then the fulfillment of that passion, somebody will go to the prostitute, somebody will go to some other haram place, and somebody will fulfill it in an unnatural way, but all will be going in the haram direction. So the protection of that is again uzkurullah. You must build up that kind of taqwa in our hearts, that kind of noor, that the passions are under control. But these passions, if they are used as fuel and burnt in the furnace of taqwa, then that noor of taqwa will also rise very high. Because the desires are coming, but the person is staying away. He says, come what may, I will shatter my heart, but I will not displease my Allah Ta'ala. So then what will happen? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give him the noor of taqwa. The same thing now, the other way around now, is the same thing is becoming the fuel for taqwa. So غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نہ رہو دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بھی خار ہو. There must not be a single tone of غیر in my heart. No غیر اللہ must come in my heart. Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, how beautiful he used to sing. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. Dard-e-dil means ishq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, muhabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Dard-e-dil doesn't mean you're asking for heart attacks because somebody heard that he's asking dard-e-dil. He says, Maulana, if you're going to ask for dard-e-dil, he says, is that why you had heart attack? So I told him, by this dard-e-dil doesn't mean that. We ask Allah Ta'ala, they mustn't give us heart attacks. They talk, this dard-e-dil here means ishq of Allah Ta'ala. The one person is telling me, he says, Maulana, you read that very nicely. That. I said, which one? In that zikr, dil ko agar chamka na ho. He says, I really enjoyed. See how nicely it is mentioned there. Dil ko agar chamkana ho, to kar lo zikre illallah. Socho zara. Fir'aun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne? Ghor karo, machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne? Pehle aag mein dala, fir aag ko phool kiya kisne? So he says, see how nicely the description is given. That Allah Ta'ala made it like a pool for Ibrahim alayhi salam. Say for Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala made that whole thing a pool, you know, a swimming pool. So I said, no, that's not pool, but that's pool.
Subhanallah.
In one of the newspapers in India, after the floods in our days when we were studying there, so after the floods, it was mentioned 100 and some sleepers got washed away in the floods. These railway sleepers got washed away. Now the Urdu newspaper took that article and translated it. So they put 150 people who were sleeping got washed away. 150 sleepers got washed away. So these sleeping people all got washed away. So dil mein na mere ghair ka koi bhi khar ho. Yes, so he says, Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر So the غیر must be out of the heart. He said, تو ہی تو نظر آئے دیکھو جیدر. Whichever direction of Allah I see, I must just see you. I must see your hand. In the risk that's coming to me, I must see your hand. I must see you in everything. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if the person gets this sifat of ihsan in his life, and that is what tasawwuf and suluk is all about. As the Shaykh Zakariya sahab rahmatullahi alayhi said, that iski ibtida hai innamal a'malu bin niyat, aur iski takmeel hai an ta'budallah ka annaka tara, fa illam takun tarahu fa innahu yara. The beginning of tasawwuf is not something out of the ordinary, or it is something dramatically different, or something that was not part of deen. The very first thing that every believer has to understand is that his niyat must be correct in whatever ibadat and everything he does. Innamal a'malu bin niyat. But that doesn't mean that we do the wrong things and make very good niyat. The person is organizing some kind of a show that is haram, but his niyat is very good, that we will send the money to Bosnia, Chechnya, and Afghanistan and Palestine. So therefore, let's have some cinema shows and then collect the money and send it. So his niyat is very good, but that amal is not right. So first the amal must be khair, and in that khair amal the person must have innamal amalu bin niyat. That means in there he must do it with ikhlas, then only he will get the rewards of it. The amal itself first must be according to sharia, according to deen, and then too that's not enough, after that the person must have ikhlas in them. So then that is the takmeel. So that is the beginning, and the takmeel is that the person gets the sifat of ihsan. An ta'budu Allah ka'annaka tara, ka'annaka, as if you are seeing Allah Ta'ala. And if not, then at least Allah Ta'ala is watching. So once he gets this sifat that he sees, he's seeing Allah as if he is seeing Allah all the time, then how can that person commit sin? There were some Allah walas that it became extremely difficult for them to even go and make istinja. That means so much of ghalba they got. Of course, we are not mukallaf of that. We don't have to be in that. Those are what we term as people of hal. Those people get hal. One is the true hal, and one is the hal they get in the qawwali. We're not talking about that hal. One person in one qawwali was getting hal, and he's swinging up and down, left and right. So somebody went and told him something in his ears, and that person's hal was over. He sat down. So somebody asked him, "Bhai, ye kya ho gaya? What did you go and blow in his ears that his hal was over?" He said, "No, I only told him in his ears ke tumhari pajama zara ghalat jagah se phati hui hai." So his hal went away. So his whole hal was over. So now what kind of a hal was that?
Well,
غالب نہ نفس پر کبھی شہوت کی نہ رہو دل میں نہ میرے غیر کا کوئی بھی خار ہو. No thorn of غیر must be in my heart at all. There must be illallah only. That is why with the sword of la ilaha, first you take out all the غیر, and then must be nothing but illallah in there. When we are saying la ilaha, we are uprooting, we are taking out, we are weeding out all the weeds and all the germs and all the filth of pride, of arrogance, of jealousy, of malice, of greed, and all the other ghairullahs which we are taking out, all the evil passions and desires, and then we bring inside the heart illallah. With la ilaha we take it out and we bring inside illallah. So if the person consciously makes the zikr of la ilaha illallah, then slowly, slowly, then ghairullah comes out of the heart and illallah comes into the heart. That's why my shaykh says, jitna tagda la ilaha hoga, itna tagda uska illallah hoga. As strong as that person's la ilaha will be, if he's really got a powerful sword in his hand, then that is how strong it will be his illallah. So if we are not making amal, or we are finding weakness in our amal, or we are going towards haram, nafs and shaitan are taking us towards haram, then it shows that our la ilaha is not very strong. So our illallah is also very weak. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you and the entire ummah the tawfiq of amal.
Amen.
We are living in very, very difficult times. That is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave so much of virtues for those people who will be coming in latter times, that they will make a little amal to Allah Ta'ala will give them great rewards. Rewards of 50 sahaba in the times of fitna. Because there's fitnas all around. Now tonight is Saturday night. We are sitting here with the fazal of Allah Ta'ala. We got saved from what is happening outside. But all a person has to do is just to take one drive down and see the number of Muslims in all the wrong places. Now with everything happening around in the world, and we shedding tears over them, and we talk about Palestine and Afghanistan and Chechnya and Kashmir and India. So much of ideas we give and so much of suggestions, especially the radio stations now. What is your view? What is your view? So everybody has got a view what we should do. There's so much of views now that there is nothing else left to view now. So this, everyone is giving views. But ask all those people who are giving views, why did you x-ray your own life? What are you doing? It's nice, there's nothing wrong, it's good that we must have a concern, we all got concern. But then, knowing what is happening and how things can change, just look at in South Africa at present now what is happening, we can see that it's not very peaceful and the conditions are not very pleasant. We can see that the makings are there of a revolution, of riots, of disaster. These songs are not just coming suddenly onto the air. Anti-Indian song. Why didn't it surface all this time and suddenly it comes? There's an increase in the sins, there's an increase in the masiyat, in the increase in the nafarmani of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So then slowly, slowly those conditions are created. If the ummah doesn't make tawbah and istighfar quickly, then after that we end up with the same situation that other people are experiencing in other parts of the world. So when we know that that is the condition, already the threats are there, and it just requires one match to light up a whole forest. One stupid person has to make one silly statement and the fire can burn and raise we do not know how many homes. Allah Ta'ala must protect all of us. So at such a time, whichever majlis you get, which is a majlis of khair, whether it is a jamaat or whether it is madrasa or khanqa or anything, don't do comparisons that this is better, that is better. Somebody asked us, Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, that what is better, tabligh or khanqa? What is better? So he said that this question is not right in the first place, because both are necessary. It is like asking what is better, what is more essential, water or food. You need both. So we need everything. We need the khanqas too, we need madrasas too, we need darul ulooms too, we need tabligh and dawat too, we need zikrullah majalis too, and we need tasneef and talif also, writings and books. We need all these things. In a car you require all the parts for the car to move. The engine requires so many different parts. If there is a war that is taking place, then I have explained many times that you need so many different people to fight and protect those borders. You will need the soldiers on foot, you will need the aeroplanes, you will need the bombs, you will need the people flying those machines, you will need the people that will be supplying the food, you will need the people that will be doing so many different kinds of service, then you can defend that border. And some people will be just sitting on the computers and working out the logistics. They won't move from their computers. They must be on the computers now. There's 1,000 people there, 10,000 people there. Now how much food is required? How much ammunition is required? How much this is required? It is only on the computers. Now if we have to tell that everybody must come out and all go away on the border, leave your place, all go away to the border, then can we defend that country? We can't. So in the same way, we'll require some people who will be muftis, they will be sitting in the libraries and just researching and giving us direction. This is halal, this is haram, this is jais, this is najais. There'll be people who will be learning Quran, Qiraat, Tajweed. There'll be people who will be coming ulama. There'll be people who will be going door to door and calling the people to the masjid. There'll be mashayikh who will be doing specialized job of purification of the soul and heart. There'll be different people, and it is all for the defense of that same deen and for the propagation of that same deen. So there is no such thing as competition here. If we only understand this, then all the ikhtilafat will end. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us proper understanding. Wa akhira da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. اے اللہ یقیناً ہم مجرم ہے, گنہگار ہے, خطا کار ہے, ہم بدکار ہے, ہم سیاہ کار ہے. گناہ کرتے کرتے ہمارے دل سیاہ ہو گئے. اے اللہ, we listen to so much of Quranic verses, so much of hadiths, Ya Allah, but it has no impact on our hearts because our hearts have become pitch black with the commission of sins. But O Allah, who do we take our hearts to? There is no one to forgive us besides you. Ya Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Mere Allah, agar tu ne nigahe rahmat humse pher li, to phir tu bata ki hum gande jaye kaha. Ya Allah, hamare gunahon ki wajah se apni nigahe rahmat mat pher. Ya Allah, hum jaise bhi hai bande to tere hai. O Allah, forgive us, our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, puri ummat ki maghfirat farma de, puri ummat ke hal par raham farma de. Ya Allah, Palestine ke musalmanon ki madad farma, Kashmir ke musalmanon ki madad farma, Chechnya, Bosnia, Hindustan, ya Allah, jahan kahin bhi musalman pareshan hai, unki pareshaniyon ko khatam farma. Ya Allah, change the adverse conditions even in this country to that of prosperity and happiness. Ya Allah, protect our iman, protect our Islam, safeguard our wealth, our property, our homes, our cars, our businesses. Ya Allah, hamare zahiri, batini, har gunah ko tere fazl o karam se maaf farma de. Hame sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat de. Ya Allah, maghfirat de, teri maarifat de, tera yaqeen de, tera qurb de. Ya Allah, تیری ذات عالی کے ساتھ ہمیں ایسا چپکا لے, ایسا چپکا لے کہ نفس و شیطان ایک لمحے کے لیے بھی تجھ سے جدا نہ کر سکے. تیری قوت جذب سے ہم سب کو اپنا بنا لے. اے اللہ, ایک دن مرنا ہے, آخر موت ہے. اے اللہ, تجھے منہ دکھانا ہے. اے اللہ, قیامت کے دن ہمیں رسوا مت کرنا. اے اللہ, دنیا میں بھی کبھی ہمیں رسوا مت کرنا. عزت کے بعد ذلت مت دے, صحت کے بعد بیماری مت دے. اے اللہ, قوت کے بعد ضعف مت دے. اے اللہ, جب ہماری موت اور خاتمہ کا وقت آئے تو خاتمہ ایمان کے اوپر فرما. مدینہ طیبہ کے اندر ہمیں شہادت کی موت نصیب فرما, جنت البقیع کے اندر دفن نصیب فرما. حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جتنی دعائیں ہمارے لیے مانگی ہے وہ سب خیر ہمیں عطا فرما, اور جتنے شرور و فتن سے پناہ مانگی ہے ان شرور و فتن سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله واصحابه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.